Welcome back to the Epic Tiki. I don't know how to start. Well, okay, I don't like that. Hey guys, welcome back to the Epic Tiki podcast. I'm Luke Soyen, and this is David Samuel.
Hello.
What's up, man?
What's up?
Just hanging out.
Nice.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. I sat down at this restaurant before I came over here, and they took literally like probably 20 minutes to serve me, and then I was like, well, I have to go now.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I have a podcast to get to.
Yeah, I was like, I told him it was a meeting. I have a meeting. I say that a lot.
Yeah.
And it generates power, I feel like. If you just tell someone you have a meeting, they're like, oh, wow.
Well, now it's like 2020, so I feel like it doesn't really matter how you dress. You could be like some kind of cool sales rep for something that they're just like chill and you can wear shorts.
Right. I'm like an IT guy. That's like,
yeah.
It's about the uniform.
Yeah. Know? Or you could be a state worker, I guess, too.
Can you wear whatever
for
the government?
I've never seen somebody wear shorts. Like, I worked there for like a year. I've never seen anyone wear shorts there. But
even in the summer, like really hot?
No.
No shorts?
But maybe. There's like IT guys that there was guys that would like come up and help us like reinstall Windows or that kind of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of them I feel like they would be that kind of guy that would be like, I don't care.
You know?
And then some departments or units, they don't give a shit. They're just like, just come to work and do your shit and go home.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Right.
But
the less people know about what you actually do day to day.
Yeah.
The chiller your job is.
Yeah.
Like they're like, I don't know how computers work. You're like, this is going to be sweet.
You know? Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about going back to school for. Just do some like IT stuff. Maybe not programming, but security, like maintenance of systems and stuff. I have a buddy I used to play video games with. He's 2 years younger than me.
Uh-huh.
He has an AA, and he's making $160,000 a year. Just like doing, and he works 3 days a week.
And you can too.
You can too. Yeah, and he just does system maintenance. He's like, I actually, very little of my job, I actually do any work. I just am like checking systems and like maintaining them. And I was like, oh, that sounds kind of cool. You know, yeah. I can get into it too. I think... with people, sometimes I have very little patience at work.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes for people. So if I could just like talk to computers all day, that'd be like, I speak their language, just, you know?
They're
like, we don't have emotion.
Bleep, blop, bloop, blop, bleep, bleep,
like,
bleep.
Me neither.
That sounds pretty cool. There's like, here, I'm going to grab my phone. Well, hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
I have blood left over here. Who cares?
Epic Tiki will be right back after these short messages.
I was just making sure in case one of my roommates messages me or something.
And we're back.
Yeah.
They're coming home. They're going to let you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
I told
nice.
Them that we were doing this, but I don't like it doesn't matter. It doesn't bother me if they walk in.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, hey, there you are. And then whatever. Like this.
Yeah.
The whole. I told you this like probably three times now, but you know, like the whole thing is just I just want it to be like a hangout.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like bring a like four different history lessons. You like, you know what I mean? Like, there's
a lot
of podcasts.
I brought them too.
But I just mean like, there's so many podcasts that are like very themed and they're specific, which is great. But also, I don't know. It kind of limits you, right? Like, if you do like a podcast about only like if you do every X-Files episode review type of thing, like we're gonna sit down and watch them. It's really cool, but then. If someone's not into it, then they don't, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I've been trying to find, like, when I'm in the mood for something, I try to find a podcast that's, like, catering to something.
Uh-huh.
And it's, like, hard for me sometimes to find, like, stuff that is relevant to what I want to, like, listen to or whatever.
What kind of things are you trying to find? Or, like, what's
I would like, I'm a fan of history, but I want, like, weird history, and I think they call it like the people's history.
You don't want hardcore history.
Yeah, or like yeah, I just don't. I have really, if it has to do with like anyone that's like an economic giant or like religious stuff, I have no interest in. Pretty much all of history I have very little.
So you want to know about
in, but
like,
I like
the
to know about
guy
the day-to-day.
So you want to know like a weird story from like the 1800s.
Yeah, like Tesla is an interesting.
Oh, okay.
You know, he just has an interesting life. Like, do I care about his inventions? Not really. You know, personally. But like the guy himself is like a weird dude.
So like just
and
his habits.
Like very eccentric and yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I want like more of that kind of thing.
It sounds like you need like a Howard Hughes podcast or like a...
Yeah, like that would be interesting. Or like the peanut butter guy, right? George Washington Carver.
Oh, yeah.
He invented like hundreds of things.
Really?
Yeah, and I think this is actually whitewashing of history.
Other things like mayonnaise?
Important things.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, very important things. And then... you know, white history is like, he invented peanut butter. And we, you know, thanks. They were like, almost want to belittle his achievements, you know?
Yeah.
Or like minimize how much you know about. But literally hundreds of...
What else like, did he invent that was... I guess you were about to get there and I just...
Yeah, I don't know. I think... I don't remember... There's like a very crucial one here. I'm going to cheat. I shouldn't even brought it up if I don't even know.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, and I just want to find like history that's like... weird.
Yeah, and, I get that. I don't.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want to like the Industrial Revolution. I'm like, all right, we did that in school.
Yeah. You know? Sometimes I want to get really. I want to get more in depth about or refresh all those things because I feel like I sort of know things that happened, but I want to have like better references, kind of like really like, oh, JFK did this and this and this and this before he was shot because.
Right.
I just remember like something, something Bay of Pigs, and then he's dead.
Yeah.
Like, that's all. And the space race, like he was instrumental in like pushing NASA, right? Like, isn't that, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. We were, me and Edgar, another Sacramento guy.
Edgar Granados.
Granados, yeah.
Back, everybody.
He's back. Clown College. I didn't even know you could graduate. I thought they would just be like, you know what?
You're ready.
You're here forever now.
And then they bestow a nose on him, and he walks out.
Yeah, they put the nose. Yeah, that's his, instead of the hat, or they throw their noses up.
And he's no longer allowed to be around children.
But we were talking about...
they hand you a diploma and also a piece of paper that says, you didn't do anything yet, but you are a man now.
You may. You may.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay, so George Washington Carver.
Uh-huh.
He was the helm of Tuskegee Institute's agricultural department. So he had like groundbreaking stuff on like plant biology. He invented like plastic paints, dyes, cosmetics.
See,
like
the reason.
All this stuff.
That's
postage
really,
stamp glue.
Oh, wow.
That's him.
Here's the thing, though. I don't
know. He didn't
even
invent peanut butter.
I'm not trying to take away that it might be whitewashing or that it is.
Yeah.
But I also think that those things you just listed are not as exciting as peanut butter.
Yeah.
Like,
that's true.
Who's going to celebrate stamp glue or whatever?
Spread it, eat it. You know?
Yeah. Like
mix
people,
it in your ice cream.
People fucking love peanut butter.
Yeah.
I feel like even people who are allergic to it, like they know that they love it and that's what makes it so shitty to, I don't know. I don't know what it's like to have a peanut allergy.
That is what's nice about having a girlfriend with a peanut allergy.
You have a girlfriend with a peanut allergy?
She has a peanut allergy. So if I ever want to murder her. It's very easy. You know?
And now it's on this. So I can't wait till we are subpoenaed or something.
Yeah, she's like, you have a little dick. I'm like, food kills you. I can eat whatever, you know, other than antibiotics. But you know what?
Like switch out her Captain Crunch with like peanut butter Captain Crunch.
Oh, shit.
Just like
sneaky.
a little subtle thing.
Yeah, she actually ate peanut candy and nothing happened. And so I started doubting if she was even allergic.
She's
I was like,
that's
a weird thing to lie about.
Peanut allergy poser.
Yeah. Just trying to join in.
I don't know. I guess some people just want to be interesting, so they'd come up with shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
How
that
long
is
have you dated her for?
The least interesting thing ever, though. Anytime someone starts listing their allergies, I'm like, I think our conversation is over.
Like, no, I just don't want you to accidentally kill me. And you're like, I don't know. I like to have
I still, like have fun. I mean... I like I'm trying to hammer it in, but I've never had friends that had any allergies, so I have to like think about it more often. Like I brought home a bunch of Halloween candy.
Oh,
literally
yeah.
Everything of it was like had some form of peanut in it.
Yeah,
it's my favorite type.
Well, that's what sucks is like you maybe like I don't know like let's say like a even a Hershey's bar. It might be contaminated because they make it in the same factory.
Yeah, she can eat that stuff.
Oh, okay.
I learned that. I think if you have to be, I don't know, really sensitive.
Well, because I'll like, I have a gluten problem.
Yeah.
So like,
but
if
it doesn't
I,
kill you, right?
No. It just makes me like poop my pants and get brain fog and stuff. But like, I've gotten trail mix before that'll
it
say
it brainwashes you.
No, brain fog.
Oh.
It kind of.
You eat gluten and then you just have to like, that's the brainwashing is you eat it and then you have to tell everyone.
And then I kill world leaders.
That you're allergic to gluten.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah. It's like a. Is that a catch 22?
Yeah,
know.
Like those parasites that control like bees or whatever.
Yeah,
and like flies and.
That shit's creepy. Like the one that like.
Those are creepy.
Burrows into their brain and then it like drives them kind of.
Yeah, you would think too, like evolutionarily, eventually they'll be able to do more and more complex brains. Because it can control like the nervous systems because it's very simple.
Oh, yeah.
Nervous system. So like over time, if you give it enough time, I feel like it could maybe adapt, you know?
We'll probably be dead way before that.
Yeah.
But that would happen before the sun expands into a red giant and envelops the earth, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
So watch out, people 1,000 years brain. From now.
That'd be nice though if I could just like have a parasite in my brain that controlled what I did, so I didn't have to make any decisions anymore. I could just like.
But what if it was doing what you didn't want it to do?
I don't know.
Like it was like making you swim across the ocean so it could go infect Europe. And you're just like, this is cold and shitty and my body's falling
so
apart.
I'm like breaking world records now. I'm like swimming across
but then
the ocean. I'm the first
die
man.
You're not, you know. I'm assuming you're not in that good of shape.
No, I'm not that good of a swimmer.
I mean, you're in good shape, but like not, you know,
no.
World class swimmer shape.
I actually am like tired after walking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's like I think I have fat brain, but I never got fat.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Like
you
like
skinny
to,
fat?
Yeah, skinny fat. I like to just, if I cannot, well, I'll walk. I enjoy walking.
Yeah.
But I eat an unbelievable amount of food.
Oh,
and it hasn't
okay.
started showing yet.
So you're like,
I
you
think
just
I avoid
really
sugar,
good...
that's why.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll help. Yeah, sugar is like poison. Like when you really read about it or
dude,
think about it, it's like fucking, it's so bad.
Yeah.
And then you
so
go,
bad.
And then it's like, I mean, obviously alcohol's legal, weed's not. But when you think about weed's illegal or, you know, federally.
Yeah.
And then, but you can eat all the sugar you want.
I don't know.
Right. It's weird.
Now that the weed is legal in California, I've been going in dispensaries. They're getting like more pretentious because it's like this, it's a real job now.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's like, it's attracting like different,
so they
you know,
like
people
it's a
that
brewery
would be.
Or like a winery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it should be illegal again because of this.
Yeah.
I don't want snootiness with my weed.
Yeah.
You know?
You have like a guy with a monocle, like examining the crystals, or is it crystals? I don't know.
I've had dealers that lived in like literally 600 square feet and had like 5 dogs in there. And they're just like, every sack of weed that you get is just riddled with dog hair.
Oh, really?
And you're just like, you're never getting that again, you know?
Wait, that's bad though, isn't it? Like, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I would rather
little...
have snooty than dog hair in my weed, right? I don't
you
know.
Pick it out, you know. It'd be
unless
fine.
The snootiness comes with like it's way too expensive.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
They didn't. I am. People are amazed when they go shopping with me, because I will not buy stuff a lot of the time, and a lot of stores. Like I'll go in and I'll like be there for this specific thing, and then it won't have it. And I'll just leave. I won't like get the replacement or like
or any.
I
impulse
won't
buys.
Compromise. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
No, yeah, no impulse buys or anything. Sometimes thrift stores.
Uh-huh.
I will just buy random shit. I have a shiny, like flower shirt. It's made of like a shiny material that
like
I think
a,
I've worn like twice in
like
my life.
Like a '70s disco shirt. Or
yes.
Something?
Yeah. I want to bring it out. You know.
I like.
The world's not ready though. You know. level of confidence, you know.
I like your weird, like, sort of Chinese hat, you know.
Oh yeah.
You have like a weird hat that looks. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It stops. What does it do?
Brimless. They're brimless hats. So
yeah.
There's no brim on it, but look, it has like a snapback in the back.
Yeah, but it also
like
has
those.
That sort of look of like that old-fashioned like hat from China that people used to wear, and like
yes,
like if you watch a historical movie with like set in China, it's like that.
Yeah.
It has, does it like go like this across? Like there's like a
yeah car. Yeah
yeah.
Like I'm building a railroad. I just got done building the railroad. Oh.
I feel like somebody would be like, "That's racist," but it's like, no, it's just what the hat looks
we're
like.
We're in California. That's
yeah.
Oh yeah, they
it's
built
history.
The railroads.
Unfortunate history,
you know?
But history.
Yeah, I mean, give credit where credit's due. You know.
Yeah.
They built the railroads. You know, they invented gambling.
they wash clothes.
Oh, oh yeah, now it's like you know, I want to get a massage, but I also feel bad about like the human trafficking aspect of it.
What?
You know, like, because I don't want the, like, hand job or any of that. I, like, would legitimately just like a nice massage. Well, but they're all kind of, like...
You don't have to go to, like, a shady back alley.
They're all kind of like that, though.
Go to Massage Envy.
I've been there.
That place is nice.
It was nice, actually.
It's not even that expensive. Like, I went to, like... I didn't go to a shady one.
I mean, compared to the shady ones, though.
I went to, like, a weird... Like, not a weird, but it was just, like, you know, it was, like, a... Like, a probably a privately owned, like, Thai massage place or whatever. Yeah. It was, like, legit, but it was also, like, I don't know, like, you would think, oh, it's, like, a private business or, you know, it's not a corporation.
Yeah.
And it was, like, more expensive than Massage Envy is.
Hmm.
And then it was, like, awkward, too, because it's, like...
Small businesses take advantage of people more than big businesses do sometimes.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes they have to, and sometimes they can because, like, oh, we're, like, special because we're different.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've worked for both, like, corporations and small business. And typically small business is asking, like, more from you, I think.
But do you think is it, like, their expenses are more and they don't get the good deals because they're not, like...
Yeah, I mean, your
scale is lower, you know?
If you're, like, if a person is losing money as opposed to, like, a group of people.
Yeah.
Right? So it's, like, they're more concerned about...
Yeah.
You know, your general manager at, like, Target does not give a shit what you do. You know, like at the end of the day, as long as they don't get in trouble, you can do pretty much whatever you want.
Yeah, because their assets are not on the line. They get paid either
way. Right. Small business is more likely, I think, to like take advantage of you.
It's their like balance sheet that they're worried about. Like, they're literal theirs, you know, like personal. Yeah, that is weird.
That's my opus. I'm pro corporation. You know?
Would not have guessed.
No. Yeah, I think everyone should work for a corporation. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've done it. I worked for Sports Authority and then Borders.
When they were closing?
No. But I did see Borders through. I worked for two places that shut down, and then I worked at this office as like an assistant and like just like a like I would shred paper and do bullshit. Like I would go to the store and buy all the creamer for the office and the sodas.
That was part of your job?
Yeah. It was pretty chill. It just
That's
like
cool.
They didn't pay really great, but it was nice.
Yeah, I mean, you're going and getting creamer and stuff.
Oh yeah. You know? And I literally listened to podcasts all day.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I would shred paper slower just so I could
listen. Did you watch like movies and stuff, or that more likely
sometimes
to get caught doing that?
Well, I would sort of go through phases where I'd be like I would like watch a show. Like I'd start watching like I was watching Avatar: The Last Airbender at one point, and I would get really into it, so I'd just start doing it. But then I'd be like, eventually I would feel like, they're looking, like people are walking by and talking. I should stop. And then I would stop and be really good and just listen to podcasts. And then I would go like, fuck it. I'm going to watch Deep Space Nine now and watch Deep Space Nine episodes.
Yeah.
And I don't know. But those jobs are kind of great. I mean, you know.
I love it, man. I walk dogs right now, Monday through Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I've now finished two books and I'm like halfway through a 1,200-page audiobook.
Oh yeah.
In 3 weeks. It's because I'm just like walking all day and there's no, I just get to listen to whatever I want.
Yeah. It's kind of pleasant. It's actually
it's a
menial job, but you're outside, you're exercising, you're hanging out with fucking dogs.
Right.
You get to listen to whatever you want.
It's funny too, because there's all rich people. And so even their dogs treat me like the help.
Really? What?
Sense. Yeah. Like they will... Well, I mean, they're well-trained dogs, and it's sort of a joke, but it is kind of true. They're well-trained. They're trained well enough that when I, like, pull the leash out and pull, like, the collar out, they, like, know to put their head.
Oh,
like,
really? Through
it. So it's, like, it's almost like I'm dressing a dog like I'm a Victorian.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Like, fashion designer, you know, back in the day where, you know, they had to put on all the, like, corsets and the, like, all the shit. It's, like, that's how it feels, like, with these dogs, because they're just like, yes, put it on my neck, you know, like.
Thank you, Jeeves. It's David.
Yeah.
Whatever, Jeremy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm trying to get my dog to, like, he gets excited if I'm like, let's go on a walk. He'll be like, freak out.
Yeah.
But then I take the little harness out for him, and he'll just, like, I try to, like, put it down so he'll step into it.
Yeah.
And he's just so excited he'll start, like, eating it or, like,
he'll
just, like, push it down, and I have to, like, grab his little legs and, like, shove them through and then put it on. And then put the leash on and he'll go. But
right.
I feel like he's just, I don't know how old he is. So I think he's literally like a year like in human years, a year old or less.
Yeah.
Because he acts a lot like a puppy. Like he does lots of playing where he like bites and like, you know, but.
Which is actually, those are like actually good things. I've like learned a lot about dog behavior.
Uh-huh.
Like if they're wagging, this is should be just like way more common knowledge. If they're wagging their tail, it doesn't mean they're happy.
Really?
Yeah. So like a lot of times when people get bit, they'll be like, I don't know what happened. It was wagging its tail. But there's like different types of like tail wags.
Yeah.
And only one of them means that the dog is happy.
Is it like the super fast one?
It's the one where it's like the tail's like loose.
That's the bad one?
And like mid range and it's like loose.
Is that
good
or bad?
That means it's happy.
Oh, really?
If the tail's high and tight and wagging like very stiff, it means the dog's like agitated and stressed out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The more you know.
Yeah, that it almost should be, dogs are so prevalent, it almost should be taught in like schools. Everything that they should teach you in elementary school, they don't teach you, you know?
Yeah.
In like public school.
No, you're right.
The things that are actually important, you just never get to learn what they are.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff that like...
Credit, bank accounts, you know?
Yeah, common sense things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of that is there.
But they're like, well, you need to know how cells divide.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Marisol. This is David.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah. We just broke up. It's great. Well, I am weird. I can't help it. She said, don't be so weird or something like that.
A man in pink, you know?
Yeah. You can let Nacho in, I guess.
Oh, his name's Nacho?
Yeah.
Cool name.
Because his ears are shaped like little nachos.
Little chips? Oh, kinda, nice.
Yeah, like
and
chips.
He's yellow, covered in cheese.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Nice.
He's great.
For Asian viewers, that's he's not actually food.
Well, he's... yeah.
It's not actually a nacho.
If anything, he's Hispanic because he's part Chihuahua.
Oh, nice.
So, and he's like a Greyhound Chihuahua.
Really?
Mix, yeah.
Greyhound?
That's why he's all like tall and goofy and lanky, you know? He's
cool.
Got like really long, goofy legs.
Greyhounds are sick, dude.
Yeah. Oh, there he is.
Oh, there he is.
It's okay.
Hi, Nacho. Yeah,
he's
hi.
Afraid. He's afraid of men. He doesn't like them. Yeah, but so he likes me.
Hey, see, buddy.
Oh, look here. Here's my doggy. Hey, say hello. He doesn't know what cameras are.
Hello, Nacho.
Okay, bye. He's like, I want to say hi, but also I'm afraid. He doesn't like men. I don't know why. Like, he likes women way more.
Yeah, there's actually, on my dog walking routes, they will have notes about that.
Oh,
it'll like warn me if it's a man's, if they don't like men.
Oh,
and
I
so
see.
Then if I'm like going into it, there's like stuff I have to do special for that dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what if they hate you? Like, how do you get them to go with you or do anything?
They don't, I don't know. I haven't run into that yet. Actually, no, I did. But the dog was a Yorkie and I just picked it up.
Oh.
And it was over for that Yorkie. You know, like,
it didn't
whatever.
Try to like get out and like freak
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it was not happy. And then it wouldn't walk. It's literally the most difficult dog. I've walked like huge, like greyhounds, or not greyhounds, Great Danes.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Huge dogs that could like totally just like drag me around.
Those aren't scary
and they're
though,
fun.
Right? Like they're pretty nice.
Yeah, Great Danes. Like pit bulls, boxers, like strong dogs have no problem with it. The only difficult dog I've had is a Yorkie.
It's probably the snootiest of the dogs you've had.
Yeah, though. Definitely. The lady too was weird. She's like, they're not usually home.
Oh, okay.
Which is also like...
These people just trust you to go to their house.
Yeah, I'm really glad
there.
That my bosses never listen to any podcast that I've been on. but they let me go into their houses, and that's very... It still doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think I could ever do that. I like...
Like you like your house, you wouldn't let someone in?
Yeah, I don't think I would have ever have maids or like... Even if I had the money for it, I don't think I could
I could
feel
totally
comfortable.
Have a maid.
You could have a maid?
Just because I feel like I would I just hate cleaning stuff. Like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
But I'll put it off too long. Like, the house will get all dusty or my room will get all dusty or, like, the bat. Like, I'll let, like, the pink stuff develop on the shower.
Yeah.
Don't listen to Allie. And, and then once it's, like, been there for, like, a week or two, then I'll be like, all right, fine. Or, like, it'll be there for a while. And then eventually I'll just be like, I should really take care of this. And then I'll scrub it all down. But
yeah.
It takes me, like, I'm not, some people are really good, like Allie, my roommate. She'll, like, do it every week she has, like, on Saturday, she'll wake up and be like, all right, time to do this and this and this.
Yeah, yeah.
And she'll, like, mop the floor, vacuum the rugs, do all her laundry, mow the lawn. Like, she does.
And she mows the lawn?
Yeah. Well, it's her house, you know. Yeah. I know. We've had multiple people be like, but there's two boys that live here, like when Nick Matozzi used to live here.
Yeah. And I mean, not that she couldn't do it because she's a woman.
Yeah.
I just think that's like one of those, it's like one of those chores that,
and she can't
that
push
I hate.
She could barely push the lawnmower because she's a woman, but.
Right.
Just kidding. She,
In SpongeBob where she's like trying to lift the thing and the guy's arms just like break and it's just like the.
Oh yeah.
It's a skeleton. I don't know what episode that is.
Oh, that's when he steals the hat, right?
Yeah. And then the guy's arms just break off.
Yeah, yeah. But that's like a skeleton person. That's not a woman. Smitty Werman Jagerman Jensen.
Yeah.
Was number one. What did SpongeBob say? And he's just like, never lick doorknobs on alien planets. Yeah. No, the other thing. Yeah. Smitty Werman Jagerman Jensen. That's one of the best episodes ever.
Really is. I don't know. I like doing chores, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm a fan of chores.
It feels good to do. I just, like, never want to start. It's kind of like, you know, it's like working out. It's like a thing you should do, and you'll feel better after you do it.
Yeah.
And maybe even during, but, like, you never, it's hard to, like, make yourself start. Like,
yeah.
I've, like, developed this, like, thing where if I don't work out, I feel really shitty, so I'm, like, always, like, I gotta go. Like, I have to go.
That's what the habit forming stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So like it takes 3 months to drink an extra glass of water every day.
Oh, really?
To make that automatic.
Yeah.
So it's like other things, once it gets like ingrained, it's like actually harder to stop doing than it's just like keep doing it once it's like stuck.
Yeah.
You know, it's part of like learn, like the way we learn.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting how that works. Like.
Yeah. I mean, that's stand-up. If I don't do stand-up, I feel weird.
Yeah.
Because I'm just every night almost,
uh-huh.
You know, hanging out in some capacity.
Yeah. Are you going to anything tonight?
No, I start the improv class tonight.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah, improv 101. So
nice.
Apparently they said it's just like messing around.
Are you doing Comedy Spot or Stab or what?
Comedy Spot, yeah. Okay. I don't know.
Does Stab has improv class,
right? I think so, but I traded credits.
Oh, okay. So I
volunteered enough to do all three improv classes.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to do all three, 101, 201.
Oh, okay.
Nacho.
Hey, Nacho. He's so weird.
I'm actually kind of worried, though, that I'm going to think it's very silly.
It's fun. I took it. Who's your instructor?
I don't know yet.
Oh, you don't?
No.
They didn't tell you?
No, they were supposed to send me an email, and they didn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's lame.
I'm also very bad. I zone out quite a bit, so stuff's supposed to happen and then I just say it doesn't, and there's no way for me to know because I wasn't even thinking about it.
Like, you know? What you mean, like with reading your
in
email?
Life, yeah, just in life. Like, I'll even have like calendar reminders,
yeah,
and I'll like look at it and then be like, okay, I'm gonna do that thing, and then just like it's gone.
Oh, yeah,
I miss exits on the freeway almost like a weekly,
yeah,
weekly thing. I'll just be driving, like, I am 5 miles past the exit I was supposed to take.
Shit.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
That's
or
I
like
mean,
phone
I
keys
think,
wallet. I mean,
oh yeah,
I won't have some of that stuff a lot
really?
Of the time. Yeah, yeah.
I have like I'm very OCD about like my wallet and my keys and my phone. I always know where I put them down, or there's like certain places I put them.
Yeah.
So that I always know where they are.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah,
just kidding. yeah, because like I always want to know where they are, and then my phone like. It's probably bad, but at this point, I have it with me like all the time. Also, you're almost off the frame if you want to.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
There yeah, you go. No, dude.
They want to see you if they're watching, all three of those people that are watching this video.
I space out heavy. It's the one of my worst character traits, I think.
Uh-huh.
You know? Or I guess that's a character flaw.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
It'll be detrimental to me in the future.
If it really affects you,
I've been fired from probably 6 or 7 jobs because of that. Because I was like supposed to be at work, and I just
you just forgot.
Even like purposely didn't go. I just didn't even think about it until it was like,
wow,
I'll be somewhere else. It's always I've been out of town. I'll be like out of town. I'm like, oh, I was supposed to be at work today. It'll hit me like halfway through the shift, and I'll be like, oh no.
Did that happen at the weed job, or was that something else?
Yeah, that's something else. Okay. I did do that a few times there though.
Oh.
But they're very
understanding. But they're like, it's cool, man.
It's cool. Yeah.
You were just testing the product, bro.
Yeah, and they would like. I used to wake up really late too.
Uh-huh.
And so I one time had to be at work at 3:30 p.m. and I woke up at 5:30.
Oh my God.
And then I was like, as I was walking in the door, the chef was like, yeah, so if that fucking guy doesn't show up, I'm going to need you guys to step up. I'm literally like walking into him, his pep talk about how shitty I am.
Is that your job now or a different one?
No, this is a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this one, it's 8 a.m., so it's hard, and it's the same days every week, so it's hard for me to miss that now.
Oh, I see. It's you more know? Of a problem when they give you a new schedule, and it's different
all
the time.
Yeah, man, it's horrible. Like, yeah. It's like some days you work Tuesday, and some days you don't.
Even if
That's
you
been most
are,
of my jobs.
Even if you are good at remembering, it still can be confusing. I mean,
yeah,
you can just be like, especially if you're just in a rut, and you're doing it all the time, you're like, oh, I'm not working Tuesday? Like that? Oh, that was last week or the week before. You know, you could, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, as soon as because I used to be too a person that I just wouldn't have my phone for like days. Just wouldn't be on and wouldn't be, sometimes I wouldn't know where it was. And I just was like, oh, well, and just go about my life. And now like I have to have my phone for my job.
Yeah.
But as soon as I quit, as soon as I leave this job, I'll probably switch back to a flip phone. And
oh, dang.
Yeah.
Gonna Ari Shaffir it.
Yeah, I mean,
are you gonna go to Thailand and just disappear?
Yeah, just disappear. One day, I mean, actually, when my
tweet about Kobe,
when my mom dies, I am going to fake my own death.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to. Yeah.
Well, now if you tell everyone, they're gonna know you did that.
Yeah, the government won't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're right. I mean, not enough government. People will watch this anyways.
I want it to just be very difficult for me to do anything in the future. You know, when I try to like apply for a bank account, they're like, "But you're dead," and I'm like, I'm not, though. You
know? Wait, why do you want that?
That'd be fun, you know?
Okay. All right.
It'd be a ride.
Sure,
I want to get good at disguises, you know?
I'm trying to imagine, like, what would be a good disguise for you?
Woman.
Woman, yeah.
Just as a woman, you know?
That's true.
But I talk the same.
Yeah. And then you still have the mustache.
Yeah, I still have the mustache.
You like put like one of those caps on or something and get like nice.
I'm Armenian.
Nice, real
I'm an Armenian
hair.
Woman.
Oh, hey, look, here's Nacho. Say hello. There he goes with the play biting. I was going to say something about the spacing out thing. I can't remember. Oh.
Hey, Nacho. He's like, what's going on?
No, he's, I feel like, did you move? Yeah. You didn't even move. You're just still in the same position.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's a goofball. There's something, oh,
yeah,
I spaced out, like, and I never do this. I always, like, I put stuff in my calendar, and I know, I mean, lately I've been having more of that issue where, like, I'll just have it in there, and then be like, oh, fuck, I forgot this was today, or,
yeah.
You know, but I see a therapist sometimes, and there's been two different times in the since the year started, where I was supposed to be there at like 8 or 9 or 10 in the morning, and I just didn't go. And
yeah.
Then she doesn't text me or anything.
Really?
I'm surprised. Like, I feel like if I don't show up after 10 minutes, she should be like, hey, are you coming?
Right, right.
But she didn't say anything. And then I'm like, oh, hey, buddy. And then I'm like, so it's like, it's a little frustrating because it almost feels passive aggressive. Like, she's just like, whatever, don't come then, you know? I don't know. And so like the last time I texted her like, hey, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to do this again. And it's like, this
you've
is
done it twice.
Like, yeah. But after nice. Going for like, okay. I don't know, like 20, maybe 30 sessions, like over a year and a half or 2 years.
Yeah.
And it's just all of a sudden I'm not, but she doesn't like.
Do you like
know,
your
you
therapist?
Would, huh?
Do you like your therapist?
Yeah. Okay. You got to stop. He's barking at David. Sorry guys. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I feel like she's not, like, amazing, but I like her. It makes me wonder, like, do I need to see another therapist to compare and
yeah.
be like, oh, this is where a therapist is.
Yeah, yeah. Have them battle it out.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Be like, what's your, be like, yeah, sometimes I feel, like, inadequate and you know, just my life and specifically my job. It's like, all right, what's your guys' takes? Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, having
like
both
battle bots
there?
Of like,
yeah. Isn't there? I feel like there's
I think
Hampton,
you have repressed memories from here. You're like, all right, that's a good take. Mm-hmm.
There's a Hampton Yunt joke, I think, where he talks about that. Do you know?
Oh, he's a no. It's like because you sexualize.
Oh,
you sexualize your therapist. So he's like, I want to get two therapists in a room and.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's like saying this like
they
a sexual
have to
thing.
Analyze me and analyze yeah. Me. Like, yeah, I need to listen to that again. It's so good.
Oh. Yeah, what's his name? Stole his bit.
Who did?
On SNL, fucking John Mulaney did a Hampton Yount bit.
Did he really?
Yeah. It's like almost word for word too.
Wow.
It's very close. I mean, granted, it's about the amendments because it's like that the Third Amendment's like you can't. The troops can't live at your house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's like almost pretty much the same premise and everything.
Damn.
Yeah.
But John Mulaney, I feel like he's not a theft guy.
No.
It must have just... Do you think it...
Cryptamnesia. You know?
Is that like parallel thinking?
Cryptamnesia is where... Hello? Hey, Allie.
Now Allie's here. Yay.
It's where you hear something and then you repeat it and you don't know that you got it from someone else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a fear.
It's common, actually, and
yeah,
like specifically like what we do.
Oh, totally.
All the time, you'll have a bit that's like very gonna be very similar. Someone told me I was doing a Bill Burr bit, and I was like, dude, I've never even seen Bill Burr perform.
Uh huh.
You know,
maybe someone told you about it, and then you just. But I mean, also this parallel thinking, like you also.
Yeah, Brian Regan told me I was doing a.
Brian Regan told you.
Brian Regan told me I was doing a Bill Burr bit.
When did Brian Regan see you do stand up?
It was a weird night at Punchline.
Yeah. Oh, was he just
I was the
out?
Last comic at Punchline at a showcase. And like 2 minutes before I went on, Brian Regan showed up.
Just to hang out.
Yeah, he was hanging out with him and Pete Corioli.
Oh,
and
wow, that's cool.
Joe, fuck, I don't remember his name. Joe something. But Joe something also started.
Joe DeRosa?
No. Oh. That would have been crazy. No, it was a... whatever. I don't remember his name.
Okay. So I Brian Regan was just in town, like doing his theater show.
Yeah, doing the Crest.
Oh,
and then
stop by and see what the punchline's all.
Yeah, and then we like partied on his tour bus and
what?
Yeah, it was so weird, dude.
That's so cool.
And it's because it's like you forget.
Oh my god.
That this is like a 60-year-old man. You know, it's like so for me, it's like I watched him, literally like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and just like I mean, even 15 years ago, he's like in his 40s. But you just like, I don't know, comedians have this like youth about them usually.
Yeah.
Even like the older comics, sometimes like they will hit you with, you feel like you're talking to like a buddy of yours.
Yeah.
Even when they're much older than you. Yeah, I just remember I was hammered
uh-huh.
and I'm like on this bus and it's
wow.
just like, I'm just like sitting there. And I just like dance with Brian Regan. And then it's like hitting me like, this guy's like 60 years old. Like if I am a regular 60-year-old man, like invited me onto his bus
yeah.
to dance, I would have been like,
fuck
no. You know? Like,
yeah.
This is the weirdest thing ever, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and like the staff from Punchline was there. And
well, see, though, you
super
also,
weird night.
If it was a 65-year-old man and did that, but then the staff of the Punchline, like, you know, it depends on
yeah,
if you're
yeah.
alone or if you're in a group of people.
Yeah.
Like if, and even if it was Brian Regan... And it was just you and him, and he invited you on. Like, you might do it because it's Brian
I would
Regan,
do it, yeah.
But it's still, and then no it question. Might get weird.
Yeah.
Like, well, David, I can't, I don't know.
Yeah,
if
that was such
a
weird night, man.
So, but what yeah. bit were you doing that he said you took?
About Alex Honnold, the rock climber.
Oh.
I don't know if you, I haven't done it in a while. But just
yeah.
so it's like in that documentary, like Free Solo,
uh-huh.
Alex Honnold. It's like about this guy, Alex, that's
yeah.
like climbing a rock, you know, a big rock. And it's like. He may be like the greatest.
Not just attacking the microphone.
He may.
Yeah.
He may be the greatest autistic athlete of all time.
Oh, he's like, autistic?
He seems like it.
Okay. I know Joe Rogan said he's had him on, but I never listened to those episodes. I must have missed him or something.
Yeah, the guy, I mean, he grew up here, out here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's from. He used to climb at Granite Arch, which is like a local.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah.
He might have been there when I was, because when I was a
yeah.
kid, I went there like
dude,
4 or 5 times.
That guy's fingers are the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they like weird and...
They're like...
Calloused?
Almost like swollen at the tips of them.
Uh-huh.
And they're just massive. Like...
Really?
You know how like Michael Phelps is like built for swimming?
Yeah.
This guy's
almost
built
has
for...
like a manta ray body
yeah,
on top.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. This guy's built for...
Oh, wow.
...rock climbing. These fingers are unbelievable.
That's crazy.
But the whole documentary is just like about, you know, him climbing El Capitan without a rope, right? It's the whole thing.
Not Half Dome, but it's in Yosemite.
In Yosemite Valley.
Yeah.
And in the movie, his girlfriend is like featured really heavily. And it becomes like, for me, I was watching the movie and it's like, it's beautifully shot. It's supposed to be like really hitting you that this is like a very scary mountain. Yep. But like the whole time I'm just like, it's hitting me that, no, it's like, this is a, the relationship that Alex has with his girlfriend is like fascinating because she's like, Alex, like, I love you. You know, I care about you so much. And like Alex just like really loves rocks. You know, he just doesn't.
Wait, she says that?
No, he just does not reciprocate any of what his girlfriend's like.
Oh,
she'll be
wait,
like,
are
I'm
you
worried
doing your
about
bit,
you.
Or are you just
sort of,
it?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sort of the bit, yeah. But it's like, she's like, I love you. And he's like, yeah, yeah. Literally, that's like the moments in the documentary.
Oh,
it's just
God.
Like brushing it off, you know? And that's where I was like, I think this guy's autistic. You know?
Yeah.
It's so great, though. They pick out a refrigerator. That's my favorite part of the whole documentary.
Wait,
they
did
go
you
to
tell
Home
me
Depot.
This already?
I think we've talked about it.
Yeah, because this is a very familiar... I'm
the refrigerator
might be
thing.
Because
I don't do it in the bit. But the refrigerator thing is the best part of the whole thing. Because she's like trying to get like a nice French doors.
Uh-huh. And he's just
and
like...
And then he's like, no, let's just get the regular smallest refrigerator that they have. And they buy like a refrigerator that'd be in like a dorm room. You know?
Yeah. But is that like... Is he like cheap or is he just like, I don't
no,
care?
No, it's just...
I'm
I think
a robot.
It's... For this guy, it's all... utility.
Climbing.
I mean, he's been living in a van for like months, so it's like for him, it's like everything is just it needs utility.
Uh-huh.
I'm the same kind of way though, so
yeah,
I get that. I relate to him heavily on that.
That's good. I mean, it's not bad to be like that.
No, it's like if I buy something, it needs to like do this very specific thing.
Yeah,
I don't need like it all fancy.
Ow,
like. Nacho. Still no.
It's okay. It's okay. It's just David. He's like looking at you like oh. Sorry.
Yeah,
he,
but apparently
he warms up to people eventually, like
he'll be cool.
Allie's boyfriend was here and he was like afraid of him at first.
Yeah.
But then like eventually he was sitting right here in this spot and Nacho was just crawling around behind him like this, so like he gets over it eventually.
Yeah.
Just need time.
Cool dog though.
Yeah. He's great. He's like really like loving and adorable and
yeah,
like fun.
Everything you'd want in a dog.
Yeah.
Bring him to mics. Have you thought about that?
I've thought about that, but I don't want to be like dog comic guy. You know, like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it probably doesn't matter, but also I don't know which mics you can bring a dog to.
All of them.
Really? But
probably.
You have to leave him outside probably, right?
Nah, you could probably bring him in. If he doesn't bark and stuff.
Maybe. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how he does around a lot of people because he's like so like skittish around you right now. But
yeah, yeah.
I've noticed like
out of
Lilo,
his element.
Yeah,
dogs in houses sometimes get weird because it's like their area.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
and they also change like if there's a lot of people, it's different. Like Lilo hates it when there's like one dude or something showing up.
Yeah, yeah.
Or sometimes it's a girl. Like Jackie Pearl came over and she was like,
yeah.
So and she tried and it just yeah. But when if we have like a party, then Lilo. Okay. Go. If we have a party or like more than three people over, she doesn't bark at anyone.
Yeah.
So it's like they just go, oh, okay, this is just, there's people here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what a funny dog.
Yeah. But yeah, Free Solo, your bit. Yeah.
Yeah, so apparently Bill Burr was doing like a very similar bit to that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I never heard it though. And I didn't go on this, it didn't get on this special, so. I'm going to keep doing my bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably similar in parallel thinking. I had a
similar. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I've had a couple things that people have told me that they said, like, so there's one joke I don't even do it anymore. Cause I don't like doing the main bit. Because like it was about a strap on and me getting fucked by it.
Yeah.
But I've never done that. And I've heard Connor McSpadden. He has a bit that I don't know if he does it anymore. But he has like a story about getting pegged by an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And it was like, he actually did it. You know, like you can tell. I mean, maybe he made it up, but I'm
right,
pretty sure it's real.
Truth and comedy.
Yeah. And like, it's like a 5-10 minute bit.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious. So I was just like, I'm going to drop mine. Like like mine's different and it has a different joke in it, but it's like, I've never done it. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I just felt like
now
I should
you gotta
drop
do
it. Huh?
You got to do it just so you can make the bit work.
Can we get back together so you can peg me? What? It's when you put a strap on and do me in the butt. She goes, ugh. Oh, hi, Lilo. You're going to be nice? You're not going to bark? Okay. This is Lilo, everyone. Okay.
Dogs.
Oh, she's saying hi. This is weird. This is unprecedented.
Hello.
Wow. Yes. It's just David. This is great for the listeners in the audio version. David is now petting Lilo. She's letting him pet her. Now she's being very nice. Wow, this is weird. Look at that. You guys gotta go to youtube.com/epictiki comedy and watch. And now you can see Lilo the dog being.
Hello.
This is really weird.
I'm a dog whisperer, man.
Yeah. Well, one of his jobs is like walking dogs and stuff. Yeah. So, anyways, yeah. Oh, look at that. That was so cute. No, she just put her paw out and went.
More pets.
Oh.
I get it.
She's like really. Actually, she used to. A few do times. This. She would like go and. She would be like be in Allie's room when Allie's gone during the day and just sit there and be like a depressed, like divorcee housewife, you know? And then.
Just on the edge of a bed looking at old photos.
Yeah. Eating chocolate. Yeah. Trying to kill herself. No, but like ever since we got Nacho, she'll like come out and like be excited. Like when I come home, she'll come out.
Yeah.
Instead of just like, I'm waiting for Allie to come home. You know, like.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of cool. But anyways, so I had this one part of the joke where I said like. I just added it on. I could probably still do it because it's not quite part of the bit about getting pegged, but it's something about like, you know, like guys, we're like so homophobic or we're so worried about things going in our butt, you know? And then I sort of just say like, I might be doing this wrong, but I think I would go like, and you know, and then they say like, if you're homophobic, that means you're secretly gay. But that doesn't work with other fears. Like, you can't be arachnophobic but secretly be a spider.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Well, yeah, it's a good, like,
it's a good bit.
I love the joke. Yeah, I probably should still do it. But there was a guy in New York who posted that on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I doubt he saw my video or anything, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Probably just thought of it because it's also, like, it's a good thought that's not too hard to make. And J.R. DeGuzman tagged me in it and was like, hey, Luke, this guy. So me and that guy messaged each other.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, and then we were just like, We just agreed that, like, oh, whoever gets it on TV first gets to keep it. And, like, I don't even know what his name is. I don't remember. But,
that's,
you know,
hilarious.
Like, yeah. And then there was a guy recently that Jason Anderson found on, he had, like, one of those Comedy Central. They have, like, all these new random shows that are, like, stand-up showcases where people do, like, 10-minute sets.
Right.
Which is cool because they get a credit. But then it's, like, what does that mean? Like, no one knows who you are.
Yeah.
Unless you do, even if you do a half hour, I guess. But a half hour is like, that's a classic Comedy Central thing.
Yeah.
But anyways.
It's more digestible at 10 minutes. That, well, I do think that's the future of stand-up comedy.
Yeah, it's almost like your little bits, like your one bit will end up going out and I don't know.
Right. It's like there used to be like 100 comics for like 10,000 people. And now there'll be 10,000 comics for 100 people.
Yeah.
Right? That's just like everything's going to get way more like particular.
Oh, yeah. You know? Like specific. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's happened with like television.
That's true.
It's going to happen with stand-up.
It's weird how many TV shows and streaming services there are. And there's like things like, I don't know, like Crackle and Freeform. It's like, who's watching this shit?
You know?
Like there's the Crackle original series. Or
Fleabag? Have you seen that?
Well, that's an Amazon Prime show.
Have you seen it?
Amazon's like a big one, you know?
Yeah, but most of their stuff, it sucks. You know?
Yeah.
It's just bad.
I like Man in the
Some
High
of
Castle's
it's good.
Good.
That's good.
The Boys is good.
The Boys was good. Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't watched a ton of their stuff, just some of it.
I remember one day we were just like going through random Amazon originals and it was just bad. I mean, is Netflix though. A lot of their originals are just real bad.
Yeah.
You know, their unoriginal ideas combined with like bad writing and bad acting.
Amazon's a little worse because they're kind of like, they'll just let people put up student films.
Yeah.
Like, and this is no offense to this person who I'm about to mention because I don't, like, he didn't make the film. He's just in it. But like David Shapiro is in like a movie on Amazon Prime.
Really?
I don't know how I found this. I was like, I think he posted about it once or yeah. I just found it. But like, yeah, it's just like a weird military drama, like set in a military school. But you know, it's kind of low budget, so it's not like there's cool, like there's no action scenes. It's just yeah. like a drama about guys.
Does Shapiro play a
Yeah, like somebody in
cadet?
The school. Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
And it's just, but it's like, you know, and again, like not like nothing gets him or his performance. Deep. It's like the movie's just not great because it's yeah. like a student film.
Well, you know, the best soldiers are 5'4" Jews. It's yeah. just, those are the best soldiers.
Super depressed.
I think if I was a
super
soldier,
depressed short Jews.
I should not be a soldier. And if you're casting me as a soldier, I'd be like, I don't know. Do they have like a maybe like a clerk or
you could
like
be like a drone pilot.
A drum pilot.
Drone pilot.
Like yeah, I could do that
in the van or in the
yeah.
or just like you know here in America, but flying it overseas.
Yeah,
you know?
If push-ups are a requirement for the job. I can't. No. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you just play video games, except actual people die.
So funny.
But yeah, no, I had this other bit that he did. It's my dick pics thing. But the premise is the same where he's just like, you should send, if a guy sends you dick pics, send him dick pics back, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's that same idea, but we both say it different, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to still do it, you know, he's not famous.
You're still
going to
send dick pics?
Oh, yeah, I don't get dick pics. It's my advice to women who get them, you know? But yeah, I'm going to send all the dick pics to all the men
all
who send me dick pics.
Have you ever got random...
No.
Oh.
Diego has a joke about that.
Yeah.
Which I feel like happened.
Yeah.
It sounds like it really happened to him. I should ask to be funny.
I've had one.
Really?
Yeah. I had someone was like, random phone number text me and said, what are you doing? You should come over. And it was like very like clearly like sexual.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just getting off work. Where should you know? Oh yeah, immediately.
You're
going to
have real fun at Improv 101 tonight yeah. when you do that.
I was like, where am I going? You know? And they're like, oh wait, like they're starting to realize like they don't think it's the person they tried to text. And they said like someone's name, like, oh, is this like Luke or whatever? I'm sorry. I'm looking right at you. Is this Derek? Yeah, there we go. There we go. Is this Derek?
Oh, is it gay dude?
And and I was like, yeah. Yeah, I'm just trying to like, uh-huh. And then it's a woman,
oh.
And she sends me a full frontal nude picture.
Fuck.
And then I was like, okay, well now I have to tell my girlfriend because she's like going to see this on my phone.
Yeah.
And so then we were just like playing around and then.
Oh, you and your girlfriend were messing
yeah,
with
yeah.
her?
Yeah, yeah. And then we like made it so that it was actually my girlfriend texting her.
Uh-huh.
And so then my girlfriend sent her like a sexy picture too.
Oh.
And it was just hilarious from
Dang.
There.
And then yeah. she came over and you guys are poly and bi now.
Just surprise, you know. But yeah, that was fun. I always do that with random numbers though. I like play along with it.
That's a good story. I like it.
I do that with, because I get a ton of like spam phone calls.
I get them every
day. I'll talk to them for so long sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like play with them like so you don't like make it too obvious that you're not... a real like so they think that they're gonna sell you something.
I just keep repeating that I will give you my credit card number.
Oh, okay.
I like to make sure I'm like, look, if you just sit through this, I'm going to give you and I'll tell them stories, like made up
really?
stories. I mean, so many
do you
of them
pretend
tell me,
to
like,
be different kinds of people, like an old man
oh, yeah.
or like oh my god.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, because I can do a southern accent.
Uh-huh.
I'll like
you can do a David Thorne.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't remember what the show is from, but it goes, oh no, Crank Yankers. It goes,
oh,
talk to my brother. And he like hands on the phone and he like talks to him for a second. He's like, here, talk to my brother. And, like me and my brother will do that. I'll be like, here, talk to my brother. And I'll just keep passing.
Oh, like your actual brother?
Yeah. And
oh, okay.
They'll ask
was,
me like
I
questions.
You would do that, but then just switch your voice around.
Yeah, they'll be like, would you like a free, you know, free Carnival cruise trip? All you have to do is this. So I was like, oh, that's a good question. Let me ask my brother here. Ask him. And I hand him the phone and they say the same thing. He's like, I don't know about that. I asked my brother.
I don't know. Let's see what my brother has to say about
oh,
this.
Man. Yeah, it's super fun. And I feel like if you're taking up their time, then they're not scamming someone else.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're saving somebody from the... I really like...
That's my good deed of the day.
Yeah.
You know? Because I do
and
it almost
get,
every
and
day.
And if it's fun for you.
Yeah.
And they should it's get a better fun. Job than that.
Yeah. They cuss a lot at me.
Why? It's like, it's annoying because it, I mean, I do like 10 feel
minutes
bad.
And they realize what I'm doing.
Yeah. And they're like, fuck, I missed out on 12.
Oh, they'll be like, fuck you, asshole. And I'm like, wow, this really? Is, I can't believe I got them to say that.
Damn. Wow. That's pretty good.
I tried to answer one on stage one time, but it was in a different language. The written voice report was in a different language. I was like, man, that would have been.
It's hard because they don't really call it night too often.
They don't call it night? I mean, no. Sometimes.
Sometimes, but not as much as during the day. No.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of like spam emails too in different languages.
I feel like you should try to record these because it sounds like you're good at it.
Yeah.
That would be like good, you know, like good YouTube content or something.
Yeah.
You could just like, if you're with your brother too, you could probably like have him record it and then like film somehow. Like, I don't know, maybe have like a camera set up like this in the living room. I don't know.
I tried to do it too. I was putting notes on people's cars. Uh-huh. That said, like, sorry, I hit your car. And then I put a phone number that was route, like one of those apps that gives you a new phone number.
Uh-huh.
And so I made it route to my phone. And so people would call me. Anytime I was having a bad day, I would just like put the one of those notes on someone's car.
But there's nothing wrong with their car?
No, nothing's wrong. And then I just make up like ridiculous stories. Like, I was like, yeah, I was like, they're like, oh, there's no dent. I don't see a dent. I was like, I don't know. Like one of them was like, I was like, I don't know. I hit my girlfriend pretty hard, and she fell right into your car.
What the fuck? What do they say to that?
I've had maybe like 10 of these phone calls,
uh-huh.
And I'll say awful things. Like, it's always something awful, you know? And they won't even ask me.
I mean, that 10 Asian of these man calls. Would not give me his money, so yeah, I threw him right
I've
into
your
windshield.
I've thrown my dog into it. I've like joyride their car.
Why
did you
say so many
car.
Things about Asian people in this episode? I'm very sorry.
I'm telling you, I rub off. My racism rubs off on other people. Every time I've done it, no one even addresses the horrible things I'm saying.
Yeah, because they're so worried about their car.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't see anything. What'd you do to it?
Yeah, and I'll know the car. I'll remember the car. I'll be like, yeah, blue Subaru.
Yeah.
You know? And just
license plate 530ABC.
Yeah. I'll tell them that I
one time you should be like, oh, you know what? I didn't hit your car. I put a car bomb on the bottom of it.
Oh, yeah.
You probably get in trouble for that one.
I tell him I'm drunk. I was like, sorry, I was drunk and I was driving. And
oh. Like, I'm calling the police.
I don't even have a car. I don't even own a car.
Yeah.
You know?
You go, oh, it was my bike. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I did a tail whip on my scooter into your fender.
Oh, that's a good one. We were jumping off your car on our scooters.
Yeah. We were grinding on the side of your car like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater on our skateboards.
Oh, man.
I did a manual to McTwisty kickflip 360.
The caller ID really did put a stop to like good prank calls.
Yeah. But you can still do the random phone number thing, right? Or, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's why you have to do that.
Yeah. You knew Romeo. Have you ever know what Romeo dialing is?
Uh-huh.
So, like, in India, right, they, for literally hundreds of years, have had arranged marriage.
Yeah.
So now they don't. It's not as common. And so the men and women of India don't really know how to date in, like, a modern society.
Uh-huh.
Right? So there's something called Romeo dialing where men will just call random women on out of the phone book and ask them on dates. It's called Romeo dialing.
Wow.
It's so widespread that they named it.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's really funny. Hello.
Are you
wanna
married?
Go out? Yeah.
Oh, you're married? Okay, bye.
Bye.
She's like, wait. My husband sucks.
So fun. You know?
India's crazy. I don't want to ever go there. There's like too many people. It just feels like it's too crazy.
I think of the northern part.
Oh, yeah. I don't know geographically where's better.
It's just like denser forests and there's less people.
You mean jungles with tigers?
Yeah, jungles. Yes.
Fucking.
I want to see all that.
Yeah. I'll just watch The Jungle Book. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Go to Bhutan where they don't have a GDP. They have a national happy.
What's a
like
happy?
They rate the success of their country based on how happy the average person is. And
that's
not on
cool.
GDP. Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, America has a good GDP, but everyone's not happy here.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. What? I feel like we had threads that were going on, and then I don't know. This is good, though. Do you have to go anywhere?
I have the class tonight.
Oh, okay.
That's at the train's at 6:19.
Oh, okay. So you have time.
Yeah.
I don't know. These.
I like riding the train.
Yeah.
I really do actually.
See interesting people and stuff.
Yeah, not in the commuter hours, but sometimes, yes.
Are
it's
you
great?
Do you take like the
Gold Line? Okay. Ride the light rail. Yeah.
Yeah, light rail. Is that what you rode here?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like
I've never been on the light rail. That's how wide I am.
Well, I mean, it's horrible. They actually did studies, and if they made public transit free, it uh-huh. wouldn't affect how many people ride it.
Really?
Yeah, it has way more to do with the convenience of it. Yeah. So, like, to drive from where I was to here is about 12 minutes. On the train, it's longer. I think it's like 25 minutes. It took me like 25 minutes round trip.
Is it free, though?
Doubles.
Or is
no,
it?
It's $250.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Do but you even just, like, was use free. A credit card? Or how?
I pay cash for it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You just go on there and hand the person the
thing? You do it in the machine, which actually they... I did get a ticket one time because I used to ride it actually to the stop all the time in high school.
Uh-huh.
I would ride it to the stop and never pay because there just, like, wouldn't be... You know, at, like, noon on a Tuesday, there's typically no transit police.
Uh-huh.
I rode it probably 100-plus times without ever paying.
Yeah.
And then I rode it as an adult when I'd moved downtown, and I got a ticket for riding without...
Oh, without your ticket?
Yeah, and then I realized that there's so much time between them finding out that you didn't pay and actually, like, taking down your ID and giving you the ticket, that you could just, like, chat with them until the next stop and then just, like, run away.
Oh, wow. That's funny. Well, it's like it's not that much money, right? It's like...
No, it's worth just paying for it, you know?
That reminds me of... I listened to Tuesdays with Stories.
Yeah, yeah.
The Mark Normand and Joe List's podcast. And Mark Normand's, like... He'll, like, just say the things he does that are bad. Like,
he'll
just be like, yeah, I shoplifted a candy bar from the airport. And, you know, like, he just does shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the things he does is he'll hop the turnstile on subways and just not pay. Like, he just does it all the time.
Yeah.
And then he got caught recently and got a ticket. But he was like, well, you know, like, I saved all that money, so it evens out. You know, like,
right, right. That's how I feel about parking tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, so do you just park for free all the time? And then, because they...
Depends.
They're pretty vigilant in Midtown and stuff. Especially.
It depends where I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If you find a broken meter, too, you're allowed to park for the maximum amount of time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I have a lot of little things weird.
Yeah.
I relate.
You were telling me about...
I relate to Mark Normand in that way.
Yeah. You know? Well, it's like I don't even think you do it because of the money thing. You're just like, I just want to do it, you know?
That's a money thing too.
Oh, okay. But I feel like part of it's like it's fun. Or
it is fun, yeah.
I like, because you were telling me the other day, we were talking about like the Vermont loophole or something.
Oh, with, yeah, yeah.
Registration with Jesse. For your
car. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. I'm trying to collect a lot of that type of information.
Yeah.
You know? Like, dude,
I like it when rich people do stuff like this, though, too.
Yeah.
Like, I could see you becoming very successful, and then you'd still
do all this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I recently was at... I was getting a bunch of tools, right? Again, like, maybe, like, $150 worth of tools.
Uh-huh.
And there was, like, a U-joint that I think was, like, $8 or something. And I just, like, it's small enough, I just put it in my pocket.
Yeah.
And then I broke it when I was doing what I was doing. Ended up breaking it. And then I took it back to Home Depot, handed her the receipt, and she's like, oh, it's not on the receipt. And that is when it hit me, when I was like, oh, that's right, I stole this. And I was like, that's, you know, I was like, oh, that's weird.
It must,
like,
be on my other receipt.
I was like, it might be on one of my other receipts or whatever. Yeah. And she just returned it for me. And then I was like...
Like for store credit?
No, she replaced the exact one that I broke.
Exchanged it.
Yeah, exchanged it. Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
This is by far the highest I've ever succeeded.
For sure, like all those stores, like you were talking about earlier, like private business versus like corporate.
They don't care.
They don't. And then they also just, I think it's just part of their budget is shrink, like theft. Like just like, yep, we're going to lose this much money every year on
they have insurance
bricks
for
and mortar stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy because.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really like, I don't know.
Most of those stores have like a no chase, no, they can't do anything to you.
Right.
So like, yeah, you're on camera. They might prosecute you, I guess, but like they can't stop you. They can't like harass you.
Yeah.
They can just tell you not to do it. And then you can be like, all right. And you can just walk out. Right. Like,
I have very questionable ethics, you know?
Yeah. Well, and
I would never steal from a person. I'm like one of those people.
Yeah. No, but you're right. It's like, it gets weird when it's a corporation. Cause it's like, yeah, the law says you can't, but like, who am I stealing from? You know,
right.
Like stealing from like a bank account or like a loose, like it's a bunch of people, but none of them are directly affected. It's weird. Like it's very strange to think about.
Yeah. What is it? I think it's like $2 billion a year in theft.
Oh, like for the country or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And shrink every year.
That sounds
just crazy. Sounds right. It's a lot. Yeah. So much. Yeah. I mean, working, it's funny because the reality is like anyone working a corporate job just doesn't really care. I mean, sometimes they do. You will run into people that really, really do. But
yeah,
I've worked.
Like a sense of justice or something.
Yeah. Like when I worked at Carl's Jr., I would have my manager sometimes would come up to me and she's like, hey, there's a guy sleeping in one of the booths. Could you go wake him up? And I'd be like, no. Like, I'm sorry. But
I'm not getting paid enough for
like,
that.
I'm not going to fight someone at Carl's Jr. You know? Like, this is just
will
not.
You give me a sword?
Yeah. I was like, this is not happening.
Yeah.
You know? And it's, yeah. I mean, I worked at a clothing store, retail, big corporation. And yeah, people would come in and shoplift. And I'd watch them and just be like, all right, have a good day. And I just.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna do anything.
You would have fit right in at Borders.
Yeah, exactly.
When I worked there.
I don't care.
when Borders was going out of business, I remember my friends, like two of my friends, would do this thing where, because at that point it's like it's bankrupt, like nothing matters. You know, it's like bedlam, chaos. I don't know.
Yeah.
And they would ring each other up at the register and do like employee discount, but then they would also like instead of they would just get like a stack of graphic novels. And then ring up like every fifth one.
Yeah.
And then just put them in the bag. Like, it didn't matter. Like, who's going to check the video?
Right,
who's
going
to care?
No one cares.
Like, no one owns the company
and two,
anymore, you know?
When a company goes bankrupt, specifically like it's big retail, the first thing they cut is loss prevention.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Like, the employees for that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Sports Authority did that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, I worked in the Folsom one, too, so it's like we didn't have security, you know? It wasn't like
really?
No, we had like
I feel
the
like
employees
it,
had to
maybe
look.
Barnes and Noble. That's what I'm thinking of. Barnes and Noble's always. I've always been treated kind of weird there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Maybe you just look shady.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
That's like an honorable thing to steal, though. A book.
Honorable.
Yeah, but like all the things you could be stealing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you're stealing clothes, like really, there's nothing. That's just like a straight material gain, but it's like you're stealing books, you're gaining knowledge. You know?
Oh, I think I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I thought you meant honorable, like I'm doing the right thing.
No, like it's maybe not honorable is not the right, but like you know, it's like you're like, oh, okay, you're stealing a book. That's like kind of a you know.
It's also like how many people do that? I guess people do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, at those stores,
it's gotta
where
be
they,
huge. Yeah.
Yeah, because people definitely stole stuff from Border. But we would, when I worked there, it was like during the height of like DVD box sets.
Yeah.
Like I worked there before Netflix or like when Netflix was still just DVDs and stuff or when they were just starting streaming.
Yeah.
Or like right before. But yeah, we had like, you know, like The Office would come out with like season 7 and it was like $60.
Yeah.
So we had to like put those little spider wrap things on all the DVDs. And then also like we found out, I found out at least, that like if you those little spider wrap things they would put on the DVDs like you could just
it's a magnet
what
it's a magnet
yeah that but also you could swipe it or you could push it to the edge like one of the corners
yeah
and then the wire would just like slip off so like even if you would have to tighten it down so much that you would damage the box
right
to keep it from getting off but if you put it on like enough that like it didn't fuck it up you could just slide the because the cord is like loose inside of the thing
yeah
if that makes sense
yeah
so you could like shift it like to different corners And then when you did that, like, yeah, you could just slip it off. And then I did it. I would, like, do it for fun. I'd just be in the DVD section, just, like, putting it on and, like, slipping it off and be like, whoops, and then put it back on and put it back on the shelf.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
That's how you were killing time.
Yeah.
You're just...
Well, and then people...
Faux stealing.
Yeah. And like, then people would come in with, like, the little magnetic sliders.
Yep.
And they would just, like, I heard that you could buy them at, like, Denio's or something like that.
Yeah, it's a regular magnet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need anything.
Yeah, that's true. You don't
this
even need the special
one. This is
also
bad that I know this, but, yeah. You just...
Borders is... They don't exist anymore.
Yeah, when did Borders close? Was that Bush or Obama?
Obama.
It was Obama?
Yeah, definitely, because...
Well, do you think it was because of all the 8 years of Bush being like, we need to close our borders, you know? All right, I'm sorry.
Get out of here. I'm just kidding.
Everyone's like, yeah, right? You know? I'm like, they fired me 4 years ago.
I like Barnes & Noble anyways. Yeah. I hate Borders.
We need to open our Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
Christian book company, too.
Really?
Yeah, Barnes & Noble censors their books.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I always knew that they carried less titles, but I didn't know it had anything to do with that, because... When I first got there, the store manager was like very like proud that we carried more like stuff than
Borders.
Yeah. But yeah, they went out of business in 2011. So.
This is the wrong one. Should have been Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, Borders was great. Yeah. I mean, I miss it. Like, I miss walking in there and like smelling the books. Like, I go to Barnes & Noble sometimes.
Yeah.
Just for the effect, but it's like, you know, it's like.
Have you been to Half Price Books?
Uh-uh. Where's that?
Citrus Heights.
Oh, is it just like a private, like a local book?
It's Half Price Books.
Okay. But I mean, is it a corporate, like a
Yeah, chain? I think they're locally owned, but it's a corporation.
Oh, okay.
But it's used books.
Oh, okay.
And it's like massive. Like most of the time you go to a used bookstore and you're like, yeah, there's a lot of books here, but it's not really organized. It's not really...
It's like
kind
if
of,
Borders was a used bookstore.
Exactly. It's awesome. It's fucking
cool.
Awesome. Yeah.
I never read anymore, and I hate it. Like, I want to read. Mm-hmm. It's just really hard for me to, like, make myself... Like, I don't know where to fit it into my day. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure I could. I could be like... Like, I used to have a book on the toilet, like, on the back of it, and I would just always read when I was in there. And, oh, look, there, now he wants to say hi. Oh, no, he's afraid. But, I don't know. It's just, like, with podcasts and phones, it's just, like, I'll just... poop with a video game and listen to a podcast. You step right on my bladder.
And
I have to pee, kind of.
And audiobooks, which I like. I think
I
retain
that.
I retain it better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I should do audiobooks. I want to. Yeah. I think I have like a weird stubborn thing where I'm like, but I want to read it, so I won't like download audiobooks, you know?
Yeah.
It's stupid. I got Audible and I got a free credit and I bought a H.P. Lovecraft collection.
Yeah.
Because I was like vaguely
interesting
into
guy
that.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Racist.
Racist.
Eugenics
virgin.
Guy.
Died a virgin.
Oh, really?
Never moved out of his parents' house.
Spent most
of his time inside.
Was he gay or was that like a rumor? Okay, I don't know.
I don't think I heard that. I think he just, he was a loner.
Yeah.
Yeah. He like related with some other writers, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just, I mean, it like.
Came up with some crazy shit.
Yeah, I mean, if you're inside all day, it's probably, you know?
Yeah. You create the great beyond abyss with tentacles.
Yeah, that was
it.
I mean, because I'm not a, like, I separate the art from the artist, you know?
Yeah, I can do that too. The only one that I'm like, is Bill Cosby. You know, like, I don't know.
I didn't like his art anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, personally.
I mean, I always thought, before I knew that stuff, I was like, he's like one of the greatest, you know?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was really great, but yeah, that's like the only person, you know, where I don't know if I can separate. I'm like, I don't know if we can watch
that. Yeah, 80 women is a lot. Yeah.
He's just such a creep, and he's like, and then he was like really confident and weird and like a dickhead. Like, he would tell other black comics that they weren't allowed to cuss.
Right. Pull up their pants.
Yeah, and it's like, what? Dude, they can do whatever they want. Who the fuck are you?
He's
you
like,
know?
Black people, hit your kids. Sorry, that's my impression of hacky black comedy.
Oh, okay. Like, that's what he would tell
white
them.
White people smell like wet dog.
Of course, look, I got a... Oh, he's not wet.
It's so funny.
Why are you growling, you weirdo?
Black people, hit your kids. I love that. Oh, man.
What were we just talking about a second ago? The afternoon's like the worst time for me to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I get after lunch. I mean, I didn't eat anything really crazy today, but sometimes I just get really more, like a lot more sleepy. It's weird. I have like this break, like afternoon, I just kind of suck. And then when it gets to be nighttime, then I kind of wake up again. And then like late night, I'm just like thinking and crazy and like I have all these ideas and.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Hmm.
Oh, we were talking about H.P. Lovecraft and books.
Yes. So you got a H.P. Lovecraft collection.
Yeah. And I just listened to some of the short stories, which are really good. They're fascinating.
Yeah.
But I also kind of, I almost like, because I'm listening, I start to drift off and think of other shit. And then I have to rewind a bunch all the time because I'm like, I'll just start thinking about something and then forget that I'm listening.
Yeah.
Which I started doing with podcasts a lot too. And like, it's weird. Some podcasts, I never do that. But some, I'll be listening, and then I'll just, like, I have to constantly rewind because they just, whatever they're talking about just makes me think.
Yeah.
And then I just, or I tune out or something.
Yeah.
It's weird. But.
So you do space out a little bit sometimes. I mean, I think everyone does it sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just different. Like, I still get things done, or I think in the back of my head, I know. Like, even right now, I'm like, I know, like, the thing I'm doing tonight is I'm going to go to the callback bar and sit there.
Yeah.
And maybe get up, maybe not. But I'm just going to go, you know?
Yeah.
So, but.
Yeah, I heard that they are not going to start passing comics through there.
They're not? So they're just going to do it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a good test because it doesn't fill up, you know?
Well, yeah, that is, I mean, that's what I would hope they would do with that.
I want them to pass people. I mean, I feel like they could do it through the showcases in the main room.
Yeah.
Or what I would really love, which I don't know, maybe they don't think Sacramento could sustain the, you know, like the audience every week, but it'd be really nice if they started doing like, you know, like a Sunday showcase.
Right.
Even if it was bi-weekly
mm-hmm.
and not weekly or something, just something like where, you know, we can all go there and do what we have to, like when we go to the SF Punchline and we just stand there. And if you're listening, you don't know, to get past at the local Live Nation clubs, a.k.a. San Francisco Punchline, Sac Punchline, Cobbs, and I guess Philly Punchline kind of, sort of, but that's Philadelphia. You have to go to the San Francisco Punchline on Sundays and hang out at the showcase and hope to get up on that stage and do well a bunch and then get to audition. So it's like a long process and there's lots of driving.
Yeah, it's $40 round trip.
Oh, with gas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you'd be dropping. If you go twice a month, that's $80. Takes a year, right?
Well, and I went for like 2 years. It's literally
$800 about.
Yeah.
Before you get past there.
What? Yeah, I carpool. Like me, JoJo, and Mark Berg used to go. Like we went for like 2 years straight. Every other week, we just rotate car and fast track duties and all that
stuff. Have you gone up?
Oh, yeah. I've been up. I went up 3 times in that time, which isn't very great. I think I probably could have been like more like email-y because I guess you're supposed to, like Ron wants you to be like, hey, I've been going this long. Can you put me up soon? And then he'll be like, okay. But then what happened was like I was getting up like the first time he asked me, like I was just there and he was like, you're up next. And I was like, oh shit. And I freaked out.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is to say is Parker Newman called it the scariest game of Duck, Duck, Goose.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're all in the back just waiting. And Ron, like, walks by and looks at you, and he'll, like, look at you and then keep going. I mean, not always, but sometimes he'll kind of do it slower, and, you know, it's like, ah! And then if he picks you, your heart jumps out of your throat.
Right.
Because it's just like, you know, it means so much to get past. Ah. Like, now I'm a little bit chiller about it because it just has taken so long, and I've been up on the stage, and I'm like, ah. I get... But anyways, the last 2 times I went up there, he pre-booked me, which means, like, he was out of town, and he booked the show. So I did a set for not him.
Right.
And I guess maybe they still relay who does well or not. But, you know, like you want him to see it because he's sort of decides a little bit. Like he has a big part in picking who auditions for Molly.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I was just kind of like, well, this sucks. Like I'm not getting seen. And then I just stopped going for a little while because I was like, I'd rather get stage time on Sundays because there's a lot of good stage time here. And then I went back recently like a month or two or a week. Couple weeks ago, and because he also I emailed him and he finally watched my video because I filmed the third one, and he gave me like really good detailed notes. I really appreciate that. So I've been working on fixing that stuff.
What kind of notes?
I think at the time when I did the set, I was just like, whatever, it's going to have loose fun, you know?
Yeah.
But he was like, really like, you know, we're looking for hosts. Like, we want you to be like consistently funny, but also bring up the energy. Don't apologize for your jokes. No ahs and ums. Like, be very like fucking professional, you know?
Yeah.
I was wearing like a graphic tee with like a, like, you know, it was like a Twin Peaks t-shirt with like Kyle. Fuck, I can't remember his name. Kyle MacLachlan? No. Was it?
On Twin Peaks?
Yeah, the main guy. What's the actor's name? He's the star of Dune. Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Sorry, dude. He doesn't know me, you know? Anyways, I was just wearing a graphic tee, and he was like, yeah, I mean, don't, you know, it's comedy 101, but don't wear that. And I didn't really think about that before, but he's kind of right. Like, I think it does distract if you have, like, writing or a picture. If you just wear like plaid or a shirt, you know, like it's like whatever, like people don't have to process something else while they're watching you. Exactly. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
So just like little things like that. And then he was like, you know, like, well, you know, minute 1 through 3, you're kind of shitty. Then like this part, you're better. This is a good joke. Overall, too dirty. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I mean,
too dirty.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's nothing
wants
wrong.
To be clean?
No, but cleaner. I think just, yeah, I mean, my jokes are all, my best jokes, except for the Vegas one, that's a clean joke. But, and even that, like, there's sort of a hint of abortion in it, you know?
Yeah.
But I say the word, but, I mean, that's whatever. I think the joke is fine. But, like, you know, like, one of my best jokes is about 69 and a butthole and, like, looking into it and the whole thing. So it's like, and then, I don't know, like, I have dick pics jokes and just, there's a lot of stuff that's just sexual.
Yeah.
So I've been, like, really focused on writing some stuff that I can start, make fun of myself, be silly, but also just it's clean, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why I have my Russian jokes now, and the dead dad jokes are clean, but they're dark, so I don't know if those count.
Yeah. I realized that in Portland, I had to think about the content and not stop thinking of them as jokes and think about the content, because they weren't laughing at like anything that had any relation to death in any way.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
In Portland.
Yeah. That's well, weird. High suicide, everyone.
Oh, everyone, yeah, because it extends from Seattle all the way down.
Yeah, everyone knows somebody that's killed themselves, so they pull back heavy, even if it's just about death.
Wow.
Yeah, San Francisco does the same thing, too.
Really? There's suicide, a lot of suicide in San Francisco?
No, I think for San Francisco, it has to do with, if I had to guess, it's thinking about their own death.
Oh.
It's probably difficult when you think you're living in the greatest city on the planet. You're working for these companies that are like really futuristic, right? And like they say that, I believe that death makes your own views stronger. And so I think probably just thinking about it makes them question what they're doing. And I think San Francisco is like ripe for that. Because a lot of those people are earning a ton of money for anywhere else in the country and are still living at this like much lower quality of life.
Yeah, because the rent is so high and stuff.
Yeah.
Everything's so expensive.
I mean, there's stories about people making $100,000 a year and struggling.
Yeah.
And you like are like, oh, that's stupid. But then you look at like what it costs to live there and you're like, no, that makes total sense.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Like, yeah, like a two-bedroom, two-bathroom house or apartment is like $2 million.
Right. And I think they're probably happier on average. Like people in San Francisco are probably happier.
Really?
Than in other places.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, this is just like from the time I've spent there.
Oh, okay.
People seem to love living there.
Yeah. You know? It is exciting.
If you're
there's
happy,
a lot of culture.
It's hard to have really good comedy.
I hear,
you know, like
I hear a lot of people though say like the city sucks now because it is like getting gentrified and there are things getting wiped around,
I agree,
wiped
that,
away or whatever.
Yeah, but the people that live there now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different. I used to go there twice a month as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
To skate. So I was there all the time, hung out with like local skaters, kids that like grew up there.
So you were like in the streets doing stuff, like
a lot.
Knowing people. Yeah,
a lot. They actually call skateboards like ghetto passes. Because we would go into like dangerous neighborhoods and never have a problem because one, they know that we're not cops.
And you're also like, you're just there to skate.
Yeah.
You're
and
not
people think
like,
it's cool. you know? So we would just be able to like go places we weren't supposed to. And now those places just don't even exist, really.
Yeah,
like the Mission 10 years ago was not a safe place.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's fine. Now it's like the place to live in San Francisco, like one of them.
Well, same with the like the dog patch, I guess.
Yeah.
And then the area around the I don't know what it's called. I think they changed it from AT&T Park, but where the Giants play. Like,
yes.
That area used to be really bad. And now it's like, you know, super nice. And,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's just, I've seen it change, you know.
It's crazy.
Way different. Way different. Yeah, anywhere you're happy, comedy's not going to work that well.
Yeah, that's the other thing about that the process of getting past that sucks is like you have to go up on the Sunday showcase with a weird audience that like is really sensitive to all kinds of things, so you can't say this or that. And then they're also like, yeah, they're happy or they're not. And they're jaded too. Like a lot of those people, they're just jaded. They're like, what else? You know?
Right.
Like I love going to like Stockton and Modesto, and it's not a knock against it, it's just more blue collar and shit,
right?
And it, like when you go to a show there, those people just fucking laugh, like they have fun.
Yeah
They're there to party and like have a good time, and they appreciate you.
Yeah,
there's a show you should do. I don't know if you've done it, but this guy Pablo Oseguera does it. I might be saying his name wrong.
Oh, is that the I hit that guy up actually to try and get on that show.
Oh yeah, I think he might get overwhelmed. You might just want to message him again, but
yeah,
his show, it's like in Los Banos, which is like in the middle of nowhere, but that's like one of the best shows I've ever done.
Really?
Yeah. I did it again in it was like an off night, I think. I forget why, but there was like a holiday or something happened. There was something was going on that's why there was like half the amount of people.
Yeah.
But like the first time I did it was packed, and I was like everyone on the show killed.
Yeah.
And like there's a couple people who aren't good and they did and super good.
Yeah.
And then afterwards people were like, can I take a selfie with you? And I was I'm like, I'm nobody. You don't want a selfie, you know?
Right.
So I'm just saying like shows like that in the middle of nowhere can be like amazing because they're just like, they have nothing to do. And this
I think
it's like
where art's good, man.
Yeah.
You know, if you grow up in a nice place, you're probably not going to make the best art.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I grew up in Folsom in a bubble.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's
but my art's mediocre, so that's probably why.
Well, I like comedy. I think you could do at any place.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like music specifically.
Oh,
they're always from the worst places.
Especially like really heartfelt. Like, I feel like you can be an EDM DJ and be from anywhere.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
But
they're all
right.
Like they're all like Northern European. It's like the best standard of living.
Yeah.
And they're all from
that's
there.
True. Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
You're going to go one deeper, you know.
But yeah, you don't get like I don't know where Willie Nelson grew up, but maybe he had a hard life. I don't know. I don't know anything about him. I have to pee so bad.
Yeah, I got to go too.
Oh, okay. To the bathroom.
At that time. No, to the train.
Okay, yeah. Well, what do you want to plug? Tell people what to do. I'm going to try to put this out later this week, but maybe next week.
Yeah, if you're local, come to my show in Rancho Cordova, Kava Comedy Kickback.
Oh, that's a good show,
Follow us on Instagram, and then you can follow me, Nobody Likes David, everything, on everything.
All right. Yep. I like you, just so you know.
Hell yeah.
I think Nacho likes you now. Right,
she's
Nacho?
She's relaxed.
Oh, he's a boy.
Oh, he's relaxed.
Lilo's the girl.
He's so pretty. That's the problem. You know?
I know. He's a beautiful little... I almost said beautiful little boy that now I'm flagged.
Yeah, now you're flagged.
Yeah. Okay, you can find me at Epic Tiki Comedy on Twitter, at Epic Tiki on Instagram. I don't have any shows. Oh, I'm going to be at the World Famous Comedy Store next week on Tuesday, St. Patrick's
Hell yeah.
Day.
Doing a roast?
Roast battle, yeah.
Sweet.
Second time, and I'm going to battle Drew Schaefer.
Cool.
So it'll be a battle of the whites.
Yeah. Who's the whitest?
Yeah. Well, definitely him, but... yeah, that's pretty much it. I was going to say one more thing. Oh, the battery's low. All right. Well, see you later. Thanks for watching, and so like, comment, and subscribe, and whatever. I don't care.
Oh, yeah.